Education and Learning Pathways. Quote, "It is crucial that young people with disability receive the support required to participate in the workforce as early as possible to drive effective long-term employment outcomes and maximise the benefits of improved standards of living and social inclusion that come with employment." Deloitte Access Economics, 2011, page 8. Having strong foundations to support Victorians with disability to participate in the economy will be critical to the success of this plan. Economic outcomes are strongly influenced by access to supportive, quality education and training opportunities, because these underpin a lifetime of contributions and involvement in the broader economy for all Victorians. What we're building on. Establishing Victoria as the education state means giving all children and young people, including those with disability and additional needs, a quality education that enables meaningful participation in society. The Inclusive Education Agenda is strengthening the capacity of our education system to support students with disability and additional needs to ensure these students participate, achieve, and thrive at school as part of a genuinely inclusive education system. We are also actively addressing post-school options. Through Skills First, Victoria's Training and Technical and Further Education, TAFE, system is being reformed and a new approach to training is being implemented, boosting training quality and supporting the courses that are most likely to lead to employment. Department of Education and Training, 2017. Absolutely Everyone, State Disability Plan 2017 to 2020, is building leadership capabilities among people with disability to support them to be strong contributors to public debate and influence change within government, the broader community, and the economy. Keeping Our Sector Strong, Victoria's workforce plan for the NDIS, is helping ensure the training system in Victoria meets demand for quality training for an expanding NDIS workforce that includes people with disability. Meet Anne Chipnall, artist and business owner. Anne is a talented painter and screen printer who has set up her own business, Chibs, in regional Victoria. "I work in a studio out at Learmonth. I make products to sell at stalls. I make T-shirts, tea towels, cards, artworks, postcards, placemats and coasters." Anne knew she wanted to become an artist after completing a short work education program run by the local TAFE. "It was a dream to put a business of my own together. I can run it, my business, but I need other people involved to help." The Department of Health and Human Services created an arts-focused Future for Young Adults program to support local aspiring artists like Anne, who has Down syndrome. This helped kickstart a number of supported art studios for people with a disability in the area. Anne now receives support through the NDIS. She continues to be part of these studios and works with other mentors and professional artists to develop her business skills. Anne's ideas, work ethic and energy are driving her success. She loves seeing red dots at exhibitions and has big dreams to grow her business in the future. An accompanying photo shows Anne in a gallery in front of one of her paintings, an abstract yellow flower. The photograph is taken from below her, looking up. Anne has chin-length straight blonde hair and brown eyes, and wears a faded blue boiler suit heavily spattered with paint. She stands, hands on hips, smiling and looking straight down the camera lens. Getting to work. To take the next steps in building stronger foundations in education and learning, we will focus our efforts in schools, on skills, and across the broader Victorian economy. Schools. Action 1. Review and update key resources to better support students with disability to participate in workplace learning, including workplace learning guidelines, covering work experience, structured workplace learning and school community work, and the resource, A Job Well Done. The Strengthening Pathways Planning Guidelines. Action 2. Deliver a series of activities for students in Years 9 and 10 from a broad range of government schools, highlighting the changing world of work and potential pathways to further education, training or employment. These include a World of Work on Wheels tour, VET Industry Tasters, and Industry Immersion Days. Action 3. Strengthen support for school-based apprenticeships or traineeships, SBATs, for students with disability, including through professional development for school-based staff and others involved in SBATs delivery. Action 4. Through the Jobs Victoria Innovation Fund, support the Ticket to Work and After-School Job Project to assist young people with significant disability to prepare for, gain and sustain after-school work. Skills. Action 5. Analyse participation, attainment and transition data for students with disability in the Victorian training system to inform the development of further targeted support for these learners. Action 6. Complete reviews of Skills First, Reconnect and TAFE community service funding to inform future opportunities for students with disability. Action 7. Attract people from a range of backgrounds for a career in disability, including people with disability. Action 8. Implement a range of leadership initiatives for people with disability, including scholarships, mentoring, role shadowing and networking. Action 9. Sponsor traineeships, cadetships and graduate careers of people with disability in Victorian Health Services. Quote, I was fortunate to receive a scholarship from Department of Health and Human Services for the Williamson Community Leadership Program. The opportunity was amazing and plays a large part of my commitment to give back to the community. I know that leadership programs open doors for people with disability like never before, and I'm excited for the leadership roles we will hold in the future. Active citizenship is possible for all, and leadership development provides a certain kickstart for which our community will benefit greatly. Colleen Filonetto, Chair, Victorian Disability Advisory Council, 2017. An accompanying photo shows a woman in conversation with two youths. The trio sit on the steps outside the Deaf Children Australia building.